Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fact check. Is it wrong to want to slap Nancy Pelosi? I would never do it.
Oh.
But I'm about hair trigger with this woman right now. She is the only one right now who wants to sling crap about all this. Nobody else is doing this. I mean, people on Twitter are, right? We need to come together as a country. This is ridiculous. This woman saying, we're going to investigate the president, what he knew and when he knew it.
I don't know what the scientists are saying to him. I don't know what the scientists said to him. When did the president know about this? And what did he know? What did he know and when did he know it? That's for an after-action review. But as the president fiddles, people are dying.
That is a bald-faced lie.
She is such
she needs
a
to be
wicked
called
liar.
Out. Yes.
Well, let's do it. Let's look at the facts then. Let's have an investigation, Nancy. Let's do that. Let's walk back through the facts, shall we? Because her contention is he didn't do anything, right? He's just fiddled. He fiddled around. Let's look what Nancy did. Let's look at the timeline right here. Okay, let's go back. January 31st. No. Let's go back to January 23rd. House impeachment managers make their opening arguments. January 29th, the Chinese have already fessed up. Hey, listen, this thing is, we kind of might have lied to you about it, right? January 29th, does Pelosi do anything? She does jack. Trump had already formed the White House coronavirus task force. January 31st, Trump calls off the flights, the direct flights from China on the 31st. So he's now blocked well over a million direct flights from China, right? What did we get from Democrats? Accusations that Trump was a xenophobe. When did the Democrats finally hold a hearing on coronavirus? Well, they were too busy calling Trump a xenophobe for 4 days to do anything, but it wasn't until March 3rd. Again, Trump had already set up the coronavirus task force on January 29th. So if we're going to do an investigation about who did what when, bring it. Bring it.
Yeah, while Trump was setting things up, she was handing out impeachment pins.
Uh-huh. But no, literally, she did the impeachment walk on the day the first coronavirus case in the U.S. was announced and wouldn't bother for 2 weeks to even hold a hearing. And we need an investigation into when did Trump know and when did he know it? Oh, he knew it while y'all were calling him a xenophobe. This fool, this idiot, was still walking around. Do you remember when Trump does the flights, right? Which not only banned Chinese citizens from flying in here, it banned Americans from going back and forth. Americans who are Chinese, Americans who are not Chinese, Americans of all colors. So, in response to that, Nancy, have you seen this video? Goes to Chinatown in San Fran. And she's walking around shoulder to shoulder with people to show that Chinese people aren't scary. Nobody said they were. But walking around shoulder to shoulder with with people at that time, highly inadvisable. It was in March. She was encouraging people to come out to Chinatown. Come on, come talk to these people. Come to these businesses. All of that. And she's saying Trump needs to be investigated? All this does is tear the country apart. That's all it does for her own partisan gain. And let me tell you what, when you are doing the impeachment walk with your stupid pen on the day the first corona case is announced and Trump's already got a task force up and running and you haven't held a single hearing on corona, If it were me, I'd shut my mouth if I were Nancy, and I would hope nobody noticed. I'm so steamed. This woman is so un-American. She is not for the team. She is not for the country.
No. This woman has gone past politics, and I don't even know how you would categorize this anymore. I mean, I think some testing needs to be done with her, and it's not for coronavirus.
Mental issues. She may be the sole reason they leave the ABC stores open in San Fran. I mean, this woman's got to be drunk. I would not call attention to my record on this if I were her. I'd keep my mouth shut. Let the media cover for me. That'd be my political strategy, because she does not want people looking at her record on this. Woman doesn't hold a single hearing till March 3rd. Trump's already shut the flights down and has the task force up. Bring it. I say bring. Let's have an investigation then. But anyway, listen to this. This is the stuff Democrats are doing. You know they are so eager. And boy, this gives you the picture of the terror of living under complete Democrat majority control. They will empty our prisons of the most terrifying people that they can find. They are using coronavirus as an excuse to empty the prisons. Have you heard what they've done in California?
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, they lie to their poor constituents about it. California, they're threatening to put you in jail if you violate the curfew, right? You violate the ban on coming out. Well, they let rapists out. This is insane. Gavin Newsom, under the guise of coronavirus, it's not fair to trap these poor murderers in a prison with the virus, commuted the sentences of 14 felons convicted of murder or being involved in a murder. He decided to early release through parole 19 felons, some of whom killed children, and one convicted of murdering a pregnant woman. Two of the felons are immigrants to the U.S., and his purpose for commuting their sentences, in addition to the COVID-19 thing, we wouldn't want them to get sick now, is to avoid deportation so we can keep the highly valuable criminals. If they're doing this in the middle of a coronavirus, what will they do if they have total power?
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be anybody in prison for anything. You're going to need your gun, because the only justice you're going to get is if you get to kill them right then. Listen to this in New York. Oh, and you know what the worst part is? The news media covered for them because they let out over 1,000 people in California because allegedly, coronavirus is... No, it's 3,000. Not fair. Not fair to leave them locked up. And the media's like, don't worry, they're low level. Let's see. Rodney McNeil stabbed his pregnant wife to death. Doesn't sound too low level to me. I bet she didn't think it was low level. Susan Johnson assaulted a child to death. Real winner there. She's on the street. Christopher Blem aided in a murder. Joanne Parks killed her 3 children. Rosemary Dyer murdered her husband. Jason Bryant witnessed a murder during a robbery. Stephen Bradley murdered a gas station worker. Richard Flowers murdered a woman. Samuel Eldridge shot a person to death. Raymond Rodriguez murdered a person for pay. Not a big deal to Gavin Newsom. Media in California saying they're nonviolent. Well, listen to this. They told the people in New York the same thing about Cuomo. He let 1,100 inmates go because corona is going around the jails. Does that make any sense to you?
Nope.
I mean, even from a public health standpoint, there's corona in the jails. Oh, good. Get it out on the street.
Yeah. That's real simple. It's a jail. You simply stop visitation. You keep the inmates in their individual cells, and you treat the ones that need treatment. That's it. That's how you deal with it.
Think about this for a minute. So that means the order for the people is you got to be locked in your house, got to be staying in your house, right? Can't come out of your house, right?
Right.
But the criminals can come out.
Yeah.
They can come out of the jail. I mean, think about it. The ultimate stay-in-home order is if you have to stay in the jail. It's not like they don't have medical care there.
Yeah, exactly. Or food or, the usual utilities.
These are criminals. They don't exactly follow orders. They don't follow laws. You think they're going to follow orders? They are the least likely to comply with stay-at-home bans, if they even have anywhere to stay at home. Listen to this. So Cuomo lied, too. The media's like, oh, don't worry. It's nonviolent offenders that were let out in New York. 1,000 of them, 1,100 of them. It's okay. Turns out that was wrong. The coronavirus release allowed 8 sex offenders, 3 of whom raped children, to be freed back into the general public. This is what Democrats do, folks. This is who they are. It's what they do. They do not care about human life. Not one iota. They have disdain for it. Texter writes, they need room to put conservatives in jail. No joke. Another texter writes, they had to make room for dissidents. Well, I mean, just, I'm sure there's plenty of preachers who they could throw into prisons for holding services. Texter writes, George Soros is laughing his behind off at us. Texter writes, just releasing the Democrats to vote. That's exactly what they're doing. They're looking at that and they don't see murder. They don't see dead kids. They don't see dead pregnant women. Lee, they see 1,000 votes. And they think to themselves, you know, in California, they see 3,000 votes and they think to themselves, there's Republican congressional districts here. Maybe this will make a difference. That's what they see. It's who they are. And I can't believe they're never held accountable for it. Never.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're just laughing earlier. I'm not making a serious statement, but we're just laughing earlier. The where we are in the state, Henry McMaster has yesterday put out a very limited list of businesses that are considered non-essential and closed. And it was stuff like gyms where you work out, concert venues, movie theaters, bowling alleys, your hairdresser's out of luck. That's shut down. But most everything else is still open. You can find that list. It's all over the internet, but it's very limited. He's kept everything else open. Excuse me. Which is good news. Now, so then we have the Greenville City Council. They're back in the game, and they're saying they want to go further. They're looking at this. And I just looked at the list of this stuff, what's deemed essential and what's not. And I just was remarking on the irony. Your church, not essential. It's not on the list. You ain't going there. I had to laugh. Beverage stores are essential. Last time I looked, you don't eat alcohol. And it dehydrates you. So, I mean, again, this is just stuff to me that says these politicians aren't serious. It either kills you or it doesn't. Does it kill you? Are you really worried about it? Shut the ABC store down, and then we'll talk about whether you're serious. Because otherwise, this list just looks political to me. And you just got to laugh. I mean, it's a hypocrisy here. I mean, this is how it is all over the country. Abortion, which is, you know, elective abortion. In other words, that's when you don't need it for medical reasons. Oh, yeah, go have one of those. But I can barely walk. I need an elective knee surgery. You're out of luck. Your church, shut down. Get arrested. You hold a service. Oh, that ABC store. Yeah, go ahead, though, and get your liquor. These people aren't serious. They're not serious. A texter makes a brilliant point here. If ABC stores are an essential business, they write on the text line, which is 71307. If ABC stores are an essential business, how are they able to close on Sundays? Huh. Good point. Dennis in Spartanburg. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Tara. I wanted to float something by you. I haven't heard it yet on your program, but I just, you know, you can't help but think this way about the Dems, always looking for a way to stump Trump, if you will. I wonder if when everything's said and done with this, assuming the numbers are not anywhere near what they say they're going to be, and I don't think they are.
They won't be. No.
Will they then take this event and turn it on Trump and say, you ruined the economy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You did this.
You will see them make the most outrageous claims. They're already focus group testing it. They're trying to figure out how to blame the economy on Trump. They actually floated you can tell their focus group stuff. It gets floated by the New York Times, the Washington Post all the time. See how the public will take it. And the one they did earlier this week was a non-starter. The Washington Post was trying to claim that this coronavirus situation has shown that our economy was never really that strong. That is an absolute crock. I mean, businesses are not going to be strong when they're shut down. I mean, it's nonsensical.
Amazing.
But they're gonna try. But you know what's interesting, Dennis? This may backfire on them like everything else they've tried. Have you seen the new polling on this? 43% of Americans trust Joe Biden to handle the coronavirus, compared to 45% who said the same about Trump. Americans now trust Trump over Biden on the economy and coronavirus.
Well, when I listen to your show, and by the way, your anger, I think the Bible calls that righteous anger.
Good, I hope so.
You know, and sometimes I get a little fired up as well, but I have to keep going back to the same thing, and that is they haven't beat him on anything yet. Not one thing.
I know.
He survives all this.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, if I were them right now, I'd be in a cold panic. I mean, they sent Nancy out to try to pin it on him. That backfired fabulously. She shut up.
Yep.
They can't figure it out. And he sees the handle. They're trying to figure out. There's actually a conversation on CNN the other day about like, okay, so we're going to try to, we're going to censor. They're having a conversation on the air. We're going to censor the Trump press conferences. Got to figure out how to cut them up so people can't see the whole thing. That's what they've been driven to. Dennis.
Well, I hope at some point he gets a chance to look at the numbers and is able to use those to his advantage because the numbers are so clear.
Yeah, they're very clear. Look, let me tell you something. Trump knows the death toll from this will come in under 100,000. He knows that. And that's why they set the death toll so high. That's why they did. They said, look, this is, we're preparing you. It could go to 240,000. They said 100 to 240. And then Trump came right behind that on Monday and said, if we beat it, we win. It was a total victory. Fauci yesterday said, and they did good cop, bad cop yesterday. Watch the messaging here. Remove the emotion from it. Watch the messaging. They sent Birx out, Dr. Birx, and she says, well, you know, it's going to be 100 to 240,000. It could, you know, deaths. Be prepared for that. Trump says, be prepared for that. Fauci comes out behind him and says, but if we do everything right, it'll be less than 100. 100,000 deaths. Okay. That is bad. That is going to devastate a lot of families. But let me tell you what it means. I'm going to explain to you what it means in the next segment. Because what it means is we can handle it. We can handle it. It's not going to be pretty. And Trump spelled that out. He spelled it flat out.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, what does all this mean? What's it going to look like? I'm going to break that down for you coming up next. Because you can really be, the numbers are really taking shape here, and you could see a couple things. I'm going to tell you what they are. This is going to be, it's good news. Yeah, it's not good news. It's better news than what we had 2 weeks ago, a lot better. The bottom line is we can handle this as a hospital and healthcare system. We can. And they know it now. Texter writes, oh, brilliant. This is great. If churches self-identify as a liquor store, can they remain open? Well, I don't see why not. You go ahead and get your church to get a liquor license. It'll all be good. Shoot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, aside from the all of the other stuff that we face, former Energy Secretary Rick Perry, did you see, I don't know, on Tucker Carlson, warning that Russia is at war with us right now. By the way, this is the thing no one will tell you in the media, because it doesn't fit the Trump is a Putin puppet thing, talking point. Russia's at war with us right now. Russia is reversing course, and they're having to badly hurt their own economy to do it. They're flooding the market with oil. And we know why, because the Russian foreign minister spelled it out after a meeting with the Saudis. I mean, for everybody here, we're not helping America through this. We're going to flood the market. Because remember, the Saudis had tried to keep them to hold the oil back. Well, why do you care? Well, in the short term, and I mean like, you know, short term being like lunch today, when you go re-gas up, it's helping. Right? We don't need any more economic strain in the markets. We don't need high gas prices, right? But long term, I mean, even like a month from now, this is a disaster. Russia is at war with us right now. That's why they're flooding the market. And the media lies about it. They say, oh, it's a oil war with the Saudis. There's no war between the Russians and the Saudis. They're not at war. Russia was clear about it. Look it up. They said they're at war with us. They didn't use the word war, but they might as well have. And they even told us the stated purpose. They want to crush the fracking industry. Well, that's what Rick Perry was warning on Tucker Carlson's happening. The coronavirus pandemic's brought the United States' once thriving oil and energy sector to the verge of a massive collapse. And it's what the Russians are doing. Because not only is Trump not a Putin puppet, Putin is attempting to execute our fracking industry to get rid of Trump. Sweeping restrictions on work and travel bans have also brought industrial activity to a near standstill. Perry explained that fewer cars on the road and fewer flights in the air translates to a major decrease in demand for oil. That's good news for the next 5 minutes for America's consumers, but it's really bad news for the energy producers. Okay, what have I been telling you since we've been sitting here during the Trump era? Like clockwork, every quarter, 28% to 30% of the growth in this economy comes from where? Mining. What is mining? Mainly oil, natural gas, and they throw in some coal and some minerals, but it's mainly oil and natural gas in this country. 28% to 30% of our growth comes from there. In this, the whole country's growth, it's gone. It's gone. Because Putin has chosen this moment to go to war with us. So don't tell me Trump is a Putin puppet. You'll see who's a Putin puppet and who's not when the oil industry collapses in this country. It'll come back. It'll all come back, but when, I don't know. But that's a major source of our growth, and if... it's no good. It's not good. We got some tough times ahead of us, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. And that's what Perry told Tucker Carlson. I'm telling you, we're on the verge of a massive collapse. He said, of a massive collapse of the fracking industry. And again, that industry has largely driven the 28 to 30% of growth in this country. That's not good. And this is the same industry that over the last 3 to 4 years has built up the market to number one. I mean, U.S. being the number one oil and gas producing country in the world. I don't know what it's going to mean. Never been here before. But, we got tough times ahead, folks. I'm not going to lie to you about that. I'm not trying to scare you. And speaking of not trying to scare you, I'm getting some pushback on the text line, and that's fine. I don't mind pushback. A lot of you screaming and yelling, "Yes, yours is. This thing is not like the flu. You're telling people it's like the flu." No, I've never told people this was like the flu. Coronavirus and the flu are two very different things. Never said that. What I have compared is the death rates, and I have been absolutely right. I was 3 weeks ahead of the Trump team. And telling you, 2 million won't die. 1 million won't die. It's not happening. Numbers are not showing that anywhere on earth. And so they came out over the weekend and reduced the death projections by a factor of 10. I've nailed this so far. So what have I said? And I'm telling you this to not panic you when you're hearing these 100,000 and 200,000 numbers. What does that mean? Well, most people don't know how many people die of the flu every year. And that is what's comparable. The deaths and the load on the hospital system. So at the 1 million to 2.2 million death level, our system collapses. It's like Italy on steroids. But that's not going to happen. That was always wrong. As I told you when I was talking you down off the limb. Okay, so what does 100,000 to 200,000 look like? 100,000 dead of coronavirus is a disaster. It's bad. It's horrible. However, it is slightly higher than a severe flu season. And the reason I'm telling you this is not to downplay it, not to make it sound like it's not serious. I have told you from day one, there is a death toll from this thing because it can kill you. You need to act like it. But 2017-2018 flu season, CDC number, 61 to 80,000 people died. That didn't make a ripple. Not in the economy, not in the hospital system. So the reason I'm telling you this is for calm. Because it sounds like a lot if you're not familiar with those numbers. But we handled it without a hitch. And so what I'm here to tell you today, 100,000 is a terrible number. It's a terrible loss. It is 20,000 more deaths than the 2017-2018 flu season, and our system can handle it. So when your crazy liberal neighbors, friends, and family members are screaming about there's not going to be a ventilator, yes, there will be. People are going to die in a Florida hospital. No, they won't. We have, at least right now, the capacity to handle it. And I can prove it to you. Washington University is doing state-by-state projections right now. It's called the IHME. It's all over the place. It's one of the measures that the Trump team is using. It's one of the four. So look it up. I looked it up for South Carolina. And I want you to know, if you get this, and I pray you don't, but if you get this, there will be a hospital bed for you. They rate the bed shortage for South Carolina at peak, which they're saying we're going to peak a little later than the rest of the country. The massive case peak for the country is supposed to come around on April 15th. For us, it's going to be April 27th. It's going to be a little later than the rest of the country. However, they predict the bed shortage at peak to be zero. We will have enough beds. So don't listen to CNN. Don't listen to these idiots on MSNBC. This is actual science. Okay, what about ICU beds in South Carolina? What if I get real sick and you go into the ICU? It's going to get a little hairy, but we should have just below enough. It's real for the whole state. They're listing a 57 bed ICU shortage. That is very easy to fix. And Lee is actually checking on that right now because these stats are coming out of Washington. So, we are almost right on the mark for what we need for ICU beds. So the pictures out of China and the scary stuff from Italy and all of that, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. As okay as it can be with 100,000 deaths. So yesterday you had good cop, bad cop. You had Dr. Birx and Trump coming out. It's going to be, 100,000 to 240. Fauci behind him going, well, if we do pretty good, it'll be less than 100,000. Okay, so what are we talking about here? Okay, to get to the 100,000 death number, we will have to handle this significantly worse than Italy does and has. We will have to clock 100 more deaths per million than Italy. And I'm real confident in my country and in our system, and I don't think that will happen. We're not going to be Italy, folks. I'm watching the death toll per million every day. We're not there. Odds are Fauci's right's going to come in under 100,000, and that is a severe flu season. And we handled that in 2017 and 2018. So don't let them scare you. Folks, this is why, by the way, did you see CBS just admitted and apologized? They showed video they claimed was from an overwhelmed New York hospital, ICU. It was actually from Italy. This is what they have to do to scare you now. So I just want everybody to be calm and understand. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying, oh, this is just like the flu. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is we can handle this level of sickness. We can. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be a little scary. Trump is right to warn us. But it's not going to be anywhere near as bad as what you've seen in the news. There will be a bed for you. There will be a doctor for you. There will be a ventilator for you if you need it. And you probably won't. That's all I'm saying.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, my God. Obama's trashing Trump for not being prepared. Dude did nothing. Nothing. 12,000 people died of the swine flu. 12,800, 300,000 hospitalizations. Did absolutely nothing of any kind in terms of social distancing, shutting down businesses, closing schools, none of it. And he's saying Trump wasn't prepared? Dude, Trump closed down the flights from China. You said we needed to keep up the Ebola flights because if Ebola came here, we'd be motivated to get to develop a vaccine. You practically said, sir, that it would be good if Americans died because then the African folks would get the vaccine we'd develop. You can't make this stuff up, I swear. The absolute delusion. It borders on mental illness. Like, that. You almost ought to get checked out. Some of these leaders, I swear. Texter writes, I feel more safe with self-checkouts. One less person handling my food. I take items straight from the cart to the clean bag. Now, the texter writes, do you think we'll have 12,000 deaths from coronavirus? Yes, I do. I do. But I still think that'll be, that we will still come in. Again, right where Anthony Fauci and the heads of the CDC, the NIH, and the NIAID forecast that we would at the end of this in their February 28th editorial in the New England Journal of Health. And that is about with a death toll akin to a severe flu season. That's 61 to 80,000. And Fauci was hinting at that yesterday. But they're going to go high, and they're smart too. 100 to 240,000. They literally should, because they need to prepare the public mentally. We are not used to paying attention to death toll numbers from the flu. So we'll see. We'll see if Fauci was right. We'll see if Fauci knew all along. To me, if Fauci knew all along, as did the heads of the CDC and the NIH, that, you know, the numbers were scary at first, but it would end up being death toll-wise about like a severe flu season, which would put it in the range of 80,000 to 100,000 deaths. And they let this country be terrorized. They let the market fall like that. Shame on them. Shame on them. And now they're like, oh, yeah, no, we've discovered. No, you didn't. You put it in writing on February 20th where we'd end up, and we are almost right there. Why do we have to allow the American public to be terrorized with bad numbers for weeks when they knew better? So Trump's preparing the country because you're going to hear big death toll numbers. We will have days in this country where 1,000 people die and 1,200 people die and 1,500 people die of coronavirus. We have days like that during severe flu seasons. But the good news is at this level, we can handle it in an orderly manner. We're not going to be like Italy. So there's a lot less to fear today than there was 3 weeks ago, and that's good. Texter writes, come on, Tara, go all CNN, MSNBC on us. Tell us we're going to die. Just don't mention the small percentage will be from COVID-19. That's what some want to hear. Another texter writes, if our hospital system is so overwhelmed here in Greenville, why is Prisma laying off thousands of workers? Because they're not allowed to do elective procedures, which is absolutely stupid. The elective procedures pay for a lot of the bill, and they keep the healthcare workers up and running. And, you know, you could cancel them. They're like knee surgeries. So if we get an influx, we can cancel those and free up the bed space. Robert in Greer. Got about a minute left. Can you do it?
Yeah, well, we can start. People need to understand that in Greenville County proper, our hospital system here can accommodate roughly 1,700 people. The Greenville hospital system has about 1,300 beds. People would think it a hospital just as a hospital. Hospitals go by beds. The state of South Carolina has 50 hospitals ranging about 250 beds per. So you take that, you multiply that by the hospitals, you have adequate, more than adequate space for people that are sick. Also, you need to understand in the county that, or the state, that DHEC is the police station for all hospitals. Nothing is done, nothing is built unless DHEC says they will let you do that. If you want a hospital in a town and another hospital in that town has enough clout and lobbyists within Columbia, you don't get the hospital. It's as simple as that. We are not in a bad way from hospital beds. When you have 5.4 million people and less than 1,500 affected by the coronavirus and a few, I don't know what, 20 have died, you are not in bad shape. All you have to do is practice common sense. We're in great shape when it comes to hospitals. We have 6,000 hospitals in the United States, more than enough to take care of the people if they're prudent and use their heads.
And Robert, that's not just Robert saying that. And Robert, I don't know what your background is, but again, that is what this study by Washington University is saying about South Carolina, that we do have the bed space to accommodate this. And total beds available, according to them, 4,679. Beds needed 3,047 at peak, which they're saying will be April 27th. So we do have that. It's going to be a little close with the ICU beds. That'll get a little hairy. We are right on the mark with that, according to, you know, Washington University. So this is we're not going to be Italy. That's coming again from Washington University in their ongoing study. You can look it up and track it. We're not going to be Italy. We can handle this. We've done it before. We'll do it again. It's going to be sad. It's going to be scary when you're hearing a lot of high death numbers, and the media will no doubt hype them to the point of hysteria. But we can handle it. And that's good news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.